Now, dung beetles with their shiny black armour spend their days moving through the pasture, breaking down cow dung. And as they do so, they aerate the soil, eat parasites, help reduce emissions of greenhouse gases and provide prey for birds, bats, foxes and badgers. There are more than 40 species in Ireland, and their number one fan is dairy farmer Bruce Thompson in Ballyfin in Laois. Well, earlier this year, Philip visited Bruce's farm one icy morning, and he promised that the countrywide team would return this summer to look more closely at his work. So Brenda Donoghue recently joined a couple of hundred dairy farmers on the Irish Grassland Association walk on Bruce's farm, and he took time to show her how to find dung beetles in a cow pat.
Okay, so Brenda, these are dung pats.
These are lovely,
and that's a good one, right there. See the shape of it. That's perfect. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. A work of art. Yeah. So, what I want you to do, Brenda, you're going to find a dung beetle in that pat. You're going to find it. Go get it. Get down your hands and knees, and you're going to have a look.
No, not.
You will.
Okay. What have I to do? Show me.
The entomologist's way of doing this is to pick it up, put it into a white basin, and divide it into subsections and cross divide all the species in it. We have the redneck way, which is a spade and a bucket of water.
Okay, so have I to do?
So you're going to pick up the whole thing right down to the ground.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
really?
And drop it into the water.
The whole dung poo.
The whole dung poo into this.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
That's it. Don't be afraid to get a bit of clay.
Do you need more?
No, I think we should have enough there.
Right. So we have put the poo
in the bucket of
in
water.
In the bucket of water.
Right. Now, we just wait.
So we're looking over.
We're looking over this. Now, I know that the dung beetle is the star of the show
here.
Oh, I
can see.
Yeah.
How many can I see?
We're going to see all sorts of species coming out here now as they come up gasping for air.
I see. Well, I definitely see at least two dung beetles. Don't touch them.
That's a glove. It's a clear glove.
Okay.
Yeah. So you see this big one here, yeah?
Yeah.
If you actually look here, there's a tiny little one there.
Right, I see it,
That's another species. We have different species.
What's that there? That's not a dung beetle.
That's a devil's coach horse.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you actually saw them enlarged, they're actually a really vicious looking creature. There's another dung beetle there.
Yeah.
So they come up out of water.
Amazing. And Bruce, did you have a light bulb moment where you went, oh my God, the dung beetle's the answer?
I suppose my first exposure to a dung beetle was in South Africa.
Yeah.
And I saw this big roller rolling a big ball of elephant poo. I said, my God, wouldn't it be fantastic if we had dung beetles in Ireland and they were able to put the cow poo into the soil. And a couple of years ago, I was talking to an entomologist over in the UK, and she actually said that I have dung beetles in my farm, and I didn't realise it. So I went out and had a look at some of my dung pats, and lo and behold, there they were. Working away undeterred. Look, they're an ecosystem engineer.
Yeah.
So cow poo comes out the back of a cow.
Yeah.
That doesn't just disappear. Something has to happen that to get into the soil and made available to the plants to grow more grass for cows to eat.
I'm looking here. The longer we stay, the more
comes out.
Yeah.
This isn't the best weather conditions to be looking for dung beetles, because they don't like that cold, wet, miserable day. They go down into the soil. So, but still, they're coming out of the dung pat, coming out in the droves. And the more of these we have on pasture, the better. We've been looking at parasite control in our cattle. And see, for a parasite to live in the cattle, they have to have this free living stage out on pasture. And that's where they actually spend most of their time. But we've never looked at that as an industry. We've always looked at solving the problem within the animals. So now we're looking at how we can solve that problem out on pasture. So the dung beetles consume these eggs and put them into the soil, parasite eggs into the soil, taking them away from the pasture, which basically means they're like the cleanup crew after the cows.
So how's your dung beetle population then?
So it's quite good on the farm. So the problem with intensive agriculture is parasite control is part of the parcel. So the problem is the wormers that we use actually damage the reproductive capabilities of these creatures. So by reducing the usage of those medicines, we can help increase the numbers. Now, here's the real thing. the dung beetles and any of these insects you see are bottom of the food chain. So your birds, your bats, badgers, foxes, they all feast on these little creatures. So the more of these we have in our pasture, the more potential food we have for our ecosystems. Now, we think biodiversity collapse is due to habitat loss, which is not incorrect, but the biggest loss factor is food. So the food for our birds and bats is more what we need over habitat. So putting up bird boxes is all well and good, and it does help, but we really need to get food for them. So this is where these guys come in, and it's for free.
Now, Bruce, wind's up a little bit, but the object is to increase the population of dung beetle. How do you know you're doing that?
With my dairy discussion group,
yeah,
we formed an EIP, which is a European Innovator Partnership, and we got a baseline across the farms in the group.
Yeah.
So we're measuring the amount of dung beetles that are on our farms and what types we have. Inside my own gate then, I was catching dung beetles,
yeah,
and mass rearing them, which is basically breeding them.
Yeah.
And we also had an incubator that we were trialling as well for catching earth burrowing dung beetles. Nice. And they were able to get a cow pat into the soil in 72 hours, 3 days, completely gone into the soil.
Apart from what it does in terms of biodiversity, in terms of the food it provides, do you get a buzz out of it yourself?
Oh, I do, of course. Yeah. No, it's good fun. Yeah, I love seeing these little creatures. Yeah, it's great being the one to get down and dirty and find them.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Bruce.
Great stuff. That was Brenda Donoghue finding dung beetles on the dairy pastures of Bruce Thompson's farm in Leash. And if you're interested in learning more, go to dungbeetlesforfarmers.ie.